Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, there's a stationary truck heading from the Galilee's interchange out towards the airport, causing a lot of trouble coming up from the Germiston side. Crash southbound near Van Buren means it's slow all the way from London Road. Mike 1 busy from Jan Smuts and Empire all the way down past Gold Reef City. And a series of floods have closed roads. There's also power failure. Centurion is not a good place to drive at the moment.
Afrikaanse tweede fintech forum word vanjaar in Johannesburg aangebied. Nou, die mark groei vooral goed op die vasteland, waar meer geld weens oorgrensvergoeding inkom as humanitaire hulp. Ons het gaan kers opsteek by Zama Ndlovu van die Finansiële Instellingen in Afrika en sy sê, transaksies in Afrika word goed gereguleer.
The regulations don't just come from the nations themselves. You also have regulation that comes from global organizations that are required as part of getting a license to enable cross-border transactions.
So gepraat van die buitenland, Ruslandse president Vladimir Putin, hy voel dat sy land Oekraïne se noordoostelike Sumi-streek ingeval het vir die eerste keer sedert 2022 toe hulle uit die gebied verdryf is. Oekraïne sê egter, dis nie die waarheid nie. Hulle sê hulle het wel 'n klein groepie Russiese saboteerders verdryf. Die mekaar gaan hoor op ons webtuiste jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Renier van Sel van Efficient Private Clients hou die plaaslike nuusfront op vandag.
Ding het vandag redelik dramaties verloop op die finansiële front, nadat ons minister van Finansies, Enoch Godongwana, sy begrotingstoespraak uitgestel is, nadat sy voorstel om die BTW-vlak vanaf 15% na 17% toe te verhoog, deur die regering van die nasionale eenheid verwerp is.
Maar dit strek verder as net die BTW volgens hom.
Die uitstel kom ook kort nadat berigte aangedui het dat die tesorie beplan om maatskaplike toelaas bo inflasie te verhoog, die brandstofheffing te vries en die lys van nulkoerse goedere uit te brei om arm gesinne te beskerm teen die impak van die hoër BTW koers.
So wat sê die markte?
Die rand het verswak en ons plaaslike aandelebeurs het grond verloor.
En ander nuus, 'n goeie dag vir Discovery.
Die mediese versekeringsgroep se aandeelprys het vandag met meer as 8% gestyg na positiewe handelsopdatering. Discovery verwag om hoër verdienstes aan te meld vir die eerste helfte van hul finansiële jaar met beide hooflynverdienstes as ook genormaliseerde hooflynverdienstes wat tot soveel as 35% kan groei.
Een dollar kost R18.57, een euro R19.37 en een pond R23.38. Goud verhandelt in $2,936.47 per fijn ons. Brent 3 olie staan op $76.67 per vat. Ek is Marlene Fischer, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with the first game of the ICC Champions Trophy that's happening in Pakistan, with the hosts playing a very dangerous game, but that's what they like doing. Pakistan at the moment chasing down 320 against New Zealand. The Black Caps made this in their 50 overs, with the top scorer there being Will Young making 107 and Tom Latham also getting 118 not out. In response, the Pakistanis 122 for 3 after about 30 overs. That leaves them with another 199 runs to get at a run rate of 9.7. They have 7 wickets in hand, so let's see if they can really pull this one off. And in the local division, the Knights are playing against the Warriors at the moment. The ITech Knights making 247 for 7 in their 50 overs. It was a bit of a rain delay, so 7 for 1 is what it's been left at the moment. Still needing another 241 runs there. And Western Province are up against the Dragons. Well, Dragons were bowled out for 145. Province at the moment 87 for 2. Still needing another 59 runs. And Boerland up against the Dolphins. Dolphins also bowled out cheaply for 174. Boerland at the moment 61 for 1. In more sports news, the Stormers should have star players back Sasha Feinberg and Gumizulu, as well as Springbok utility back Damian Willemse, in about 4 weeks or so. If there are no setbacks to their rehab, Willemse and Feinberg and Gumizulu will be joined by Suleiman Hartenberg and Jean-Luc Duplessis, boosting the side as